This is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. The summer solstice is approaching, and with it, Make Music Day. It's a celebration held in 120 countries around the world, including cities in Wisconsin, featuring free concerts in parks, plazas, and other public spaces. In Superior, it also serves as the kickoff to Porch Fest, the summer-long series that really does feature performers playing on your front porch or your neighbors. It begins with Make Music Day on Friday, June 21st, and continues on June 27th every other Thursday through September. And best of all, it's free. The concerts are a grassroots effort by neighbors, porch hosts, musicians, and attendees to celebrate the city through music. Scott Lillo is one of the coordinators, and two of the performers are Breanne Tepler of Breanne Marie and the Front Porch Sinners, which is quite a fitting name, and Jane Oss of JD and the Spokes. And they join me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Scott, Breanne, and Jane.
Hey, Robin.
Good to be here.
So, Scott, tell us the origins of the series. I understand the impetus was more of an impromptu concert for the grandmother of one of your founders, Sherry Johnson Finkbeiner, in an assisted living facility.
Correct. A local band, Sindler Dogs, was supposed to perform in the assisted living community room, but Ziggy, with an S, she was too ill that day, and so Sherry was going to cancel the performance, and Ziggy, the grandmother, said no. And Joe and Sarah from Similar Dogs played a private performance in her room. And then sadly and shortly after that, she passed away.
Mm-hmm. But she lives on in your nonprofit, and we have a link to that, Ziggy's Musical Garden, on our website. So it's become a thing since then, and the concerts have migrated to front porches?
That was the original goal, but not every porch works out. So sometimes it's driveways and sometimes it's yards. But Porch Fest just has a cooler buzzword, so we called it Porch Fest.
And how about in clubs?
No clubs. That's the beauty of it, that anybody can just literally walk out their door and just stumble into music, and it's all free, you know, and that's the whole idea, because some people don't want to go to clubs or be indoors even, and the whole idea is just to be outside for these events.
And it's all for a good cause?
Just literally bringing more of an outreach free program to anybody that wants to enjoy music. We also do an outreach program in assisted living places and people that just can't get out and enjoy music, or, you know, it's not accessible for them. Here we are going on our fourth year.
Breanne, your group, the Front Porch Sinners, has been around since, I think, before Porch Fest. Any connection there, with the name? Is that the porch you were talking about?
Well, the name stems from my upbringing in the same neighborhood where Scott is from. There's a lot of front porches, a lot of music going on, whether that's a radio or instruments. Yeah, so that's where the name stems from. And the first year I saw this event promoted, I signed up right away, and it was COVID, and we ended up playing outside of an assisted living facility in Superior, and it was beautiful. It was such a great way to provide music for people that were unable to leave their rooms at the time.
And Jane, you play also throughout the Twin Ports. You're playing at Porch Fest on August 22nd in the Village of Superior. What's special for you about this concert series?
The most amazing part to me is that the community comes together. People bring out their lawn chairs and their dogs and their kids and their sidewalk chalk. And to be able to have someone invite our band and all the other bands up onto their porch and to their home, in their yard, in their driveway, is super special. We have played in Central Park and East End in the previous couple of years, and especially because it was COVID, it was just such a great way to have everybody be outside and still feel like there is some kind of normal. So I really think it's just super fun to have everyone together and the communities come together and get to know each other better.
Well, it sounds just magical, which I'm saying on purpose because I'm forcing a segue to your song Houdini. Can you give us a word about that?
That was a song that is on our album that we just released in April, and that song was really about Houdini and his wife, kind of from his wife's perspective of sort of the the anxiety that she must have been feeling. That was my perspective when I wrote it.
Adrenaline is your desire, a thrill just under the wire. Illusions levitate you higher. But Harry, you're scaring me.
And that was a snippet from Houdini by Janie and the Spokes. Singer Janie Ose is with us, along with Scott Lillo of Superior's Porch Fest and Brianne Tepler of Brianne Marie and the Front Porch Sinners. You're sharing your song Juniper with us, Brianne. A word about that one?
Yeah, well, it was last year at Porch Fest when videographer Ben Anderson was working the festival, and he approached us on the porch and recorded this song, Juniper, which we released in 2021. And we heard the video afterwards. You know, we just played as a four-piece last year and thought, wow, he is so talented with this video stuff. What if we made a whole new live recording with a full band and released it?
And that was a bit of Juniper by Brianne Marie and the Front Porch Sinners, who will be performing at Porch Fest on June 27th. The concerts run every Thursday through the summer. Information is at superiorporchfest.org, and you can find that on our website. And it also starts out on June 21st with Make Music Day in Superior. Well, we've been speaking with Scott Lillo, Brianne Tepler, and Jane Ose. We're talking about Porch Fest, the free concert series in Superior all summer long. Thank you for joining us, Scott, Brianne, and Jane.
Thanks,
Robin. Thank you.
And if you have an idea about something in northern Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News online at wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington from our Bureau in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.